My name is George Hollander. I'm a pediatrician and experimental immunologist. I have the pleasure to work at two places. One is in Basel, Switzerland, where I actually did go to university. And the other one is in Oxford, in the United Kingdom. And jokingly, I usually refer to running one single lab in two different countries separated by France. My research interests are the development of the thymus and its function, ranging from very basic questions as to what are the developmental programs that are in place for the thymus to develop normally and fulfill its critical function of educating T cells that are tolerant to self but reactive to non-self, to questions that are more related to the cause of primary immune deficiencies that present themselves as T cell deficiencies, but where we know that the hematopoietic system is normally functional, and consequently we have to conclude that the stromal defect of the thymus accounts for the lack of normal T cells. The question really, what is tolerance and how does it affect the immune response, is at the very center of the immune system. Obviously, the immune system has, particularly as the adaptive immune system's function is closer investigated, the challenging task of, on one hand, recognizing self and not responding to self, and on the other hand, at the same time, with the same set of receptors, being able to recognize every possible foreign antigen. Now, self comes in many different ways, but probably the best way to define self is to refer to the information in all our cells of the Bauplan and the program that shapes our body and all its proteins and the post-translational modifications. And all these will need to be recognized by the immune system in a way that it does not respond to it. In contrast, infectious agents will need to be, as I already said, recognized and fought against. And so the overall concept of what tolerance will do to the immune system is really direct the immune system in making that decision and then respond appropriately. Now, this is very easily said than done because, as you know, the T-cell receptor repertoire that we can generate, at least from a mathematical point of view, is in the range of 10 to the 16 different specificities. This meets easily the challenge, but at the same time, we need to make sure that none of these specificities are directed against self. And in principle, but simplistic terms, this is achieved by having the T cells tested for their antigen specificity in the thymus whilst they are maturing. And so the thymus does what no other organ and no other cell conglomerate can do anywhere else in the body, namely it can express practically all protein-coding genes in our body. So it provides a mirror, a molecular mirror of the rest of an individual's composition. And these proteins are presented by MHC, class 1 and class 2, as different peptides. And after a selection process in the thymus that wheels out those T cells that are either non-functional or highly autoreactive, the remaining repertoire of T cells is a repertoire that recognizes peptides in the context of self-MHC, but the peptides that they recognize are typically not the ones that are represented by self in order to generate a response. Now, what happens if tolerance is broken? You can look at it in various ways, but I think the end result is frequently an autoaggression. So the very potent adaptive immune system that is competent to fight against pathogens, or in certain cases also cancer, will now direct its response towards healthy, normal tissue. A very good example of that is an experiment of nature, which is called APS1, or autoimmune polyendocrine syndrome 1, where the education in the thymus is defective. In these patients, the repertoire of peptides generated in the thymus is incomplete. There are certain holes in that repertoire, and these holes concern mainly gene products which are typically found in endocrine organs. And as a consequence, these patients don't educate their T cells accordingly, and out of the T cell into the periphery are T cells emigrating with the specificity against self tissues, such as the pancreas, such as the liver, and consequently they mount eventually an immune response against these organs with detrimental consequences for the individual. So that is a very good example of where tolerance is basically missing. Now, what have we contributed to this understanding of the underpinning mechanisms that hold up central tolerance? We is really the people that work in my lab, and the students, the postdocs, the senior postdocs, the technicians. And together, this group has initially described how T cells and thymus stroma cells talk to each other and influence each other in normal development. We have then also contributed to the understanding that there is a particular molecule called AIR, or autoimmune regulator, that when expressed helps thymic epithelial cells to provide that aforementioned molecular library or mirror. And we have also contributed to the understanding how these thymic epithelial cells develop from a undifferentiated precursor to the final product. All of this is clearly at a stage where more information is still required. We, I think, get the bigger picture, but we clearly lack very essential details to understand, on one hand, how health is maintained under normal physiological conditions, and on the other hand, to understand rare, though very important, diseases where central tolerance is defective.